the sentences out loud?
One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11.
Okay, now let's do a practice. If I ask you the question, is the price of a train ticket $5?
No, train ticket is $20.
Okay, so every time you can just say no, or actually it is the correct thing, all right?
Okay.
Now let's do another question. Can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, you can take the bus to New York City.
And the price of a bus ticket is $15,
right? No, bus ticket is $11. Okay. New York City has many restaurants and a huge variety of different types of food. Within a single block, you might find an Indian restaurant, a Middle Eastern restaurant, and a Japanese restaurant. Other restaurants serve Mexican food, Indonesian food, and of course American food. Chinatown is known for its wonderful Asian restaurants.
Okay. Now my first question for you. Does New York City have Middle Eastern restaurants?
Yes, New York City has Middle Eastern food.
Okay. Chinatown is known for Middle Eastern food, right?
No, Chinatown is known for Asian food. Okay, Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play balls. The largest park is the Central Park, which stretched from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is the Highline Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above the street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue.
Okay. Is the Highline Park above street level? Do you want me to repeat the question?
Yeah.
Is the Highline Park above street level? Street.
Street.
There's a street and the park is above.
Yes, Highline Park is above the street level. No, Highland Park is about 11th Avenue.
Okay. Please read the sentences out loud.
Okay. There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cluster is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in northern Manhattan, and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too.
Okay. Is the Cloisters part of the Metropolitan Museum?
Yes, it is part of the Metropolitan Museum.
Okay. And the Cloisters is located in southern Manhattan, right?
No, Brooklyn Bridge is located in southern Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. And the Cloisters
is located on northern Manhattan. Okay, the American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes.
Does the American continent consist of North and South America?
Yes, the American continents include North America and South America.
And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America,
right? No, Rocky Mountains located in North America.
Please read the
sentence. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into another lane, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into another lane.
Okay, a question for you. A solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other way, right?
Yes, a solid line means that cars cannot cross into another lane.
And two-way roads use white lines, right?
No, two-way roads use yellow lines. Lifestyle in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. People living in rural areas generally have less access to healthcare. Studies show that life expectancy is lower in rural areas than in urban areas.
Do people living in rural areas have less access to healthcare?
Yes, people living in rural areas have less access to healthcare.
Okay. And life expectancy is lower in urban areas, right?
No, life expectancy is lower in rural areas.